Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for March 15th, 2008. On this week's show,
it's the Elvish Pleasure Drome.
I don't even want to know.
We don't even know what that means. It was hard enough for me to say it.
Yeah, I think we have an idea. No, it's not that.
No. That was actually one of the love the listener answers on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
No.
Wasn't it?
No, it was one of the multiple choice options.
It was a multiple choice option. That's right. Because the guy who invented Dungeons and Dragons passed away last week.
Yes. Sadly.
But we mentioned, oh, by the way,
there is no Elvish Pleasure Drome in Las Vegas or anywhere else.
No, there is not. So those of you who tuned in looking for that,
sorry. Of you who are furiously Googling it.
And you know there are people doing that.
I know which ones, too.
Let's
I could name names.
Exactly. Let's welcome people to the Cheap Date Show.
Welcome people to the Cheap Date Show.
Okay. We're glad you joined us. We hope you find this a rewarding 30 minutes.
I know we will.
Okay. Well, we mentioned Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, because my lovely wife, as part of a gift to me for my birthday, took me to see a live taping of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at the Chase Auditorium in beautiful downtown Chicago.
Yay, wife.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
why do you say everything in that announcer voice? My beautiful wife.
My beautiful wife.
The Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago. That's right. If you say Chicago, people know you're not from
just
here.
Just talk like...
What, talk like I'm talking to the people? Like they're sitting here at the table with us saying, hey, let me tell you a story
talk
about...
Talk to them like you talk to me.
No, I can't do that. Then we'd have to put the explicit tag up on the podcast.
Arf, arf, don't I wish.
We got to see, for those of you who are NPR fans, we got to see live taping of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Peter Sagal, Carl Castle, Roy Blunt Jr., Amy Dickinson, and Paul Provenza.
Mm-hmm.
We're all there. And we got to see a taping of the show. So if you listen to the show that aired over the weekend of March 8th and 9th.
8th was Saturday.
Right. So if you listen to the show that was broadcast then, we were in the audience. You could hear Lisa's chuckle.
Oh, that's such a lie. No, but we did get to meet all the cast members or all the people.
We did.
Carl and Peter, and we're on first name basis now.
Oh, yeah. We got photos of each of us with Carl Castle.
It was funny because when you said, hey, I have your voice on my home answering machine, it was like that scene in Music and Lyrics when that girl tells Hugh Grant basically that she slept with him like 20 years ago. And he's like, oh, yeah, like he should remember, but he does that way too much to remember each person.
Well, I didn't say that expecting him to actually remember.
I know. It was just funny. No, and he was a very sweet man.
And he was very courteous, and he took his... I said, can I get a picture? Lisa took a picture of us, of Carl and myself, and then he's like, I want a picture with her. So then we have a picture
like
of Lisa
that,
with Carl as well. And I got to talk, briefly with Roy and also with Amy Dickinson, and also I got to talk to Paul Provenza a little bit, and I told him that I really enjoyed The Aristocrats. It's not a movie for everybody. Some of you may be a little offended by some of the language in it. Or the central theme, but it was interesting. He said something along the lines of, that tells me who my audience is, or he said, I can...
Yeah, because
it's a very polarizing film. Some people either love it or they hate it.
And we shook Peter Sagal's hand, but I think that was about it. Right.
Now we sound like NPR groupies. Oh, yeah. Well, before the show, I said to Lisa, if I said, how many people have upgraded to Leopard, half the hands in the audience would have gone up.
Yeah.
And the other half would have known what I meant.
It was a very nerdy group. It was exactly what you would expect.
That was a wonderful time. So if you're ever in Chicago, that's something you might want to line up. Or if you come to visit the folks here at the Cheap Date Show, maybe we can work something out.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Keep that in mind. Pencil that in and lock
people.
It away somewhere. We got people. Before we went to see the show, however... We got to try a place that we've been meaning to try for a while. Did we not?
We did.
And that was Thai Urban Kitchen, which is located at 500 West Madison Street in Chicago, which happens to be also known as Citigroup Center. No, what's it officially called?
Like, I know it as the Ogilvy Transportation Center.
The Ogilvy Transportation Center. Technically, the Ogilvy Transportation Center is attached to it.
Yeah, you're right that it is like the Citigroup Center.
I know it is
like
the Northwestern Atrium Center. That's what it's called. Anyway, it's the train station. We go through this building every single day.
Yeah, just get to it, pal.
This restaurant opened a couple months ago, and it's a Thai place. It's right, it's literally on the corner of Madison and
Canal.
Right on the corner. And the first thing you notice when you walk by there, usually you walk by there, you got
the
your...
The first thing is you don't notice it when you walk
by. Yeah, it's just a big... Well, if you look inside, you kind of see table. You don't really know... If you just glance at it, you don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
But it's a Thai restaurant. Imagine that.
And now we've come full circle.
Exactly.
Called Thai Urban Kitchen at 500 West Madison.
You walk in. It's actually very cool. You walk in and it actually has the feel, I had mentioned to Lisa, it has a feel of a hotel restaurant.
It's awfully elegant for where it is.
Yeah.
Like, there's the train station. There are a few retail stores in there, like a Walden Books and a Claire's. And then you walk around the corner and go through a door and there's this... Really, it is. It's like... The restaurant in a very nice hotel.
Mm-hmm. They have a very high, it's a from a waist level all the way up to the ceiling glass bar, right? Or where they have the bottles and the glasses.
Yeah,
and
yeah. But and it's very elegant, but the prices are very reasonable for
very reasonable.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's tell them what we had.
We're delighted. Well, Joe had surgery on his mouth the day prior. And I tell the whole world that because it probably kept us from ordering... Well, they don't really have any, like, Rangoon or anything, but we didn't order any appetizers. And I would have tried sushi, but Joe could not eat sushi. So, I had Masaman curry,
mm-hmm.
which I think would normally be known as, or would also be known as, red curry. With sweet potato, lotus root, and peanut, and I ordered it with tofu. I didn't specify spiciness, and what I got was on the mild side. I don't usually order curry. I usually order a noodle dish, but since I had a noodle dish at lunch that same day, I ordered from Green Basil. I got the curry, and I'm really glad I did. It was absolutely fabulous. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you anything about curry, but this Masaman curry, which I got with brown rice... did contain chunks of sweet potato, slices of lotus root, which tastes like very, very delicately cooked potato. It has that kind of flavor. And the sauce was creamy, like maybe it was coconut milk with just a hint of peanut flavor
mm-hmm.
and some warm spices. It was, of course, warm temperature-wise, but it also had a warm spiciness to it. Which was perfect with the creaminess and the richness of the peanuts. And the tofu in it was the best tofu I've ever had. Which sounds like a silly thing to say. But if you've had enough tofu, you know that it varies a little bit. I've never had tofu I didn't like or tofu I thought was exceptionally good. Until this time, the tofu was truly silky. It was
wonderful.
Just wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was so creamy and... spicy and it was a great comfort food.
And texturally it was good too. I know you're all about the texture.
Don't get started on the texture. And the brown rice was very nice with it.
Yes.
A little bit of nuttiness.
I had the sesame dish. Essentially their entrees are under the headings of dishes. Sesame, basil, ginger, tamarind, garlic, lemongrass, sweet onion, and teriyaki. And what you do. They also have pad thai. But you get to call out what your meat of choice or tofu will be.
Uh-huh.
I had the sesame dish with chicken that has sesame. It's with pineapple, spring onion, and Vietnamese chili. So those little chili things you always got to look out mm-hmm. for in hot dishes, they were there. But this was delicious. It was served with, I had jasmine rice with mm-hmm. mine, and it was just delicious. Price-wise, it's very reasonable, and as Lisa pointed out...
Those were both like $12.
They were. They were very good. Service was very good, very attentive. There were a lot of people there were a couple of people who were there who I think specifically went there as a destination. There were some other people who I think were on their way home.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a lot of great stuff. Oh, as Lisa mentioned, they have the sushi bar, but they have a full service sushi bar looks like, right in the center of the restaurant.
They have sushi on the menu, but yeah, it also looks like they have a sushi bar, which I would love to try sometime.
So we may give that a shot as well. And they have things. In fact, when you sit down, they give you two menus. They give you the Thai menu, and then they give you a sushi menu. And you have your choice of all the different maki and everything else that's going. So we may have another review of this place at some point in the future, because I'll be up for sushi at some point. The interesting point that Lisa brought up, though, is in terms of the prices. Everything is $11 or $12, but as Lisa pointed out,
the lunch prices are $12 or $13 for the same.
And the dinner prices are $11 or $12. Dishes. It's actually cheaper to eat there at dinner time.
Although it is very elegant, you needn't be especially elegant, because commuters generally are not very elegant. They have backpacks and 180 earmuffs and bulky coats and all sorts of things. So I was wearing jeans and felt underdressed, and I probably was, but most of the people who were coming in there were on their way to or from work, so they weren't exactly dressed to the nines.
Then
again, it was a Thursday night. Maybe it's different on weekends. So
if you're a commuter or you're in the downtown area and you're looking for a place that's slightly different from a traditional sushi or a traditional Thai / sushi kind of restaurant, you can check out Thai Urban Kitchen. It's at 500 West Madison in Chicago. All right, now, I think we need to tell these people, well, by the time you hear this, you should have heard our previous short little podcast that we put out there about our cheap date contest. We need a theme for this or something like that. You know what? We're not ones for pretense here at the Cheap Date Show.
Yeah, we're having a contest.
And the contest essentially is we'd like to hear about what your favorite cheap date is. Not favorite cheap date episode. But what is your favorite thing to do?
Although, if you want to suck up, you could tell us that, too.
It won't influence whether or not you win. We'll tell you that much. But we want to hear about you. Doesn't matter where you live, what country, what town, what city, wherever. We don't care. We just want to hear what your favorite thing to do is. Call it a cheap date. It doesn't even have to be cheap.
It should probably be a date of some type.
Exactly. So, for example, you live in Chicago. Well,
we're not disqualifying anybody anyway.
If you live in Chicago, for example, we have the Lincoln Park Zoo, which is free. And sometimes walking around in Lincoln Park Zoo is fun to do because it's free and it's cheap and whatnot. But it doesn't have to, you know, that's just an idea. So what we'd like everyone to do is jot down your favorite cheap date of what you like to do. Jot it in an email, because if you put it on a piece of paper, it's not going to do us any good. Send it in an email to us.
I wondered where you were going with that jotting business.
The email address is, Lisa?
CheapDateShow@gmail.com.
Put the word contest.
I feel like a trained monkey every time I do that.
No, stop it. Put the word contest in the subject line. And what we're going to do is we're going to take all of the entries that we get between now and April 18th. So you have a little over a month to do this. And we're going to, we'll read some of them on the air, I think, because people might want to hear these things. And then on the... Well, I think they will.
Well, yeah, I think it would be more fun to share them than just to hoard them.
Exactly. Okay, you're right. And on our April 26th show, we are going to announce, we're going to randomly draw two of the entries. So you're not going to be judged.
We don't judge here.
That's right. You won't be judged on your entry.
Well, we do, but
it's not going to affect whether or not you. Yeah, it's not going to affect whether or not you win. And we're going to take two of the entries that we get, and we are going to draw them.
Joe, you're explaining this like it's rocket science. Yeah, we're going to draw two.
And each of those two entries.
Don't get all wiseacre and start emailing multiple ones. You only get one.
One entry per person.
Don't be using any pseudonyms. We will know.
Two entries will be drawn at random, and each of those entries will win one of the brand new 2 GB iPod Shuffles. Now, if that's not a prize, I don't know what is. So, for your chance to win an iPod Shuffle, send us your favorite cheap date. Send it to cheapdateshow@gmail.com. Put the word contest in the subject line, and we will read some of them on the air. And at the end of the contest, we'll draw two, and you may be a winner. Do we cover everything on that?
Very thoroughly.
Okay.
If you have any questions,
you know where to find us.
You know where to find us.
All right. A couple other things I want to cover real quickly before we let these folks go. General Foods has introduced these new on-the-go, artificially flavored coffee house drink mixes.
Mmm, sounds delectable.
At my office, they handed out, in the cafeteria, they handed out some samples. I had the cafe mocha and the hazelnut cappuccino. What's your opinion of these?
And we still have a vanilla one.
Right.
The hazelnut one was really good, but I only had one sip.
They're sugar-free, by the way.
I know. The mocha one we have right now, let me take another sip of it. The first thing that struck me was, for being a packet with water, they got really foamy.
Yes. Now, here's the thing that I'll say as Lisa's sampling this. I'm not getting a whole lot of coffee off of this. There's not a lot of coffee flavor in this. This is sort of like, and it's they are sugar-free. We'll point that out. Or there, it says,
can I see one?
It contains a trivial amount of sugar.
And it's a very fakey coffee flavor, what's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, the main ingredient is non-dairy creamer.
So this is not going to substitute. Yeah, I'm getting the impression that what they do is they took their non-dairy creamers and then just sort of whipped it up and threw some other flavorings in it and said, okay, now it's a drink.
And there is some instant coffee in there.
Yeah.
That's about it. I know people who will make mochas, so-called, out of non-dairy creamer and chocolate syrup and like, or even just non-dairy mocha creamer.
Yeah.
And just a splash of coffee. And there are people who look like this.
Yeah. If you're looking for something that's going to substitute something from Starbucks, this isn't it.
They taste like a slightly more sophisticated hot chocolate packet.
Yeah. But a sort of average hot chocolate.
I don't know. I was impressed by the creaminess, okay, given that we didn't add any milk. But the coffee flavor was lacking.
Right. So just wanted to give a mini review of that. So if you see this in the store and you want to know about it, you've heard a little review from your friends at the Cheap Date Show. Okay.
Cheap Date Show is in no way affiliated with General Foods International.
Well, clearly. And, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
If we were, we're fired now.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
So it is.
So be careful. Drink safely. Wear the green.
Anyway,
I made over the weekend, I made French toast at one of our favorite bakeries, Jeroche Bakery in Elk Grove Village.
This actually ties into St. Patrick's Day.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Well, where's your segue?
I just did it. You just did it. I actually had you do it for me without unwittingly. Jeroche Bakery in Elk Grove Village, where we actually had our wedding cake, had some Irish soda bread on the counter for sale. So we got a loaf of soda bread, and then I had a couple pieces of it. And for those of you who don't know, it's a quick bread in which baking soda is substituted for yeast. It's a very thick, hearty kind of bread, and there's raisins in it. So I had a loaf here. It sat for a few days, and it got a little stale. And once it got a little bit stale, a little bit dried out, then, of course, it's perfect for French toast.
So Irish toast?
Irish French toast.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Continue.
And it was delicious. As I've mentioned before, I used a modified version of the Elton Brown French toast recipe, which calls for half and half egg. I personally like to use a lot of vanilla extract in mine. I think it adds a little something to it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the way it turned out?
Oh, it was great.
It didn't soak all the way through. The custard didn't soak all the way through the bread because the bread is so thick. It's very dense.
I liked it because a lot when you make French toast, a lot of times I think it's too eggy.
Yeah. Well, this was very smooth.
And this, the egg on the outside,
is that called?
It only soaked in about an eighth of an inch, which was so it got nice and crispy on the outside. And then it was just a soft bread on the inside.
Yeah. So it turned out, I think it turned out wonderfully.
Mm-hmm. I thought so too. And the raisins were a nice little burst of sweetness.
So if you get a deal on Irish soda bread at your local bakery, try that out. Give that a shot. I'm always looking for something to dip an egg in milk
and fry.
And fry.
Yeah, that's totally
delicious.
You.
That's in honor of St. Patrick's Day. So for those of you who are going to be celebrating St. Patrick's Day, enjoy it. Be safe, but have a good time. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, be careful about green pants. Yeah.
So,
a lot of people do it, more people than really should.
Yeah, that's a good point. It takes a lot to pull off the green pants. Oh, wait, let me rephrase that.
Har, har, har.
Okay, before we talk to these folks again, we'll have celebrated Easter. St. Patrick's Day, and our first wedding anniversary.
Aww. And Emma's birthday.
And Emma's birthday, of course.
That's right. We're coming up on a year.
Yeah. How's that first year been? Yeah. Say no.
It gets better every day.
Every day is better than the one before.
26 podcasts. Feels like 1,000.
What do you mean 26 podcasts? Oh, since then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be 366 days of.
That's right. Bliss. Our first year together bliss. Was a leap year. So.
Man, I got an extra day out of you.
We've only been married a year, but it's been a long year. I have a feeling we'll be making cracks about that for the rest of our lives.
I know. But we promise to our listeners we will not subject you to that for the rest of our lives. God can only help us.
I suggest you unsubscribe now just to be safe.
So I think that's going to do it. Don't forget, cheapdateshow@gmail.com if you want to send your cheap date. If you want to just send us a comment and you don't want to enter the contest, use that same address. Or you can call us and leave us a voicemail at 206-203-3283. I'm making gestures and Lisa's making fun of me. Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see if you're sitting across from me another year from now and smiling that way. Tootsie.
We'll see.
Thanks again for listening, folks, and we will talk to you in a fortnight.
Good night.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.